Chapter 25. The school teacher, glasses girl, the fat Somerville guy, Urkel, the recording studio guy, the housewife, braces woman, and other oracles of truth. In Middlesex County, judges were ostensibly assigned to trials at random. No one actually believed such a lottery existed. The same few judges were assigned high-profile cases over and over, and the judges who kept drawing the winning lottery tickets tended to be prima donnas. Just the sort who would lobby for the gig behind the scenes. But no one ever complained. Bucking the entrenched routines of that courthouse was generally an exercise in pissing up wind. And anyway, the self-selection of egomaniacal judges probably was for the best. It takes a healthy dose of ego to keep command of a contentious courtroom. That, and it made for a better show. Big cases need big personalities. So it came as no surprise that the judge assigned to Jacob's trial was Burton French. Everyone knew he would be. The hair-netted cafeteria ladies, the mental patient janitors, even the mice that scratched around behind the ceiling tiles all knew that if a TV camera was going to be in the courtroom, the judge on the bench would be Burt French. He was very likely the only judge whose face the public recognized, as he appeared often on the local news shows to dilate on matters legal. The camera loved him. In person, he had a slightly laughable Colonel Blimp appearance, a wine cask body supported uncertainly by two wiry legs. But as a talking head on the TV screen, he projected the sort of reassuring gravity we like to see in our judges. He spoke in definitive declarations, none of the on the one hand, on the other hand that journalists rely on. At the same time, he was never bombastic. He never seemed to be faking or provoking, manufacturing the heat that TV loves. Rather, he had a way of using his square, serious face, of tucking in his chin and leveling his eyes at the camera and saying things like, "The law does not permit this or that." You could hardly blame viewers for thinking, if the law could talk, this is what it would sound like.